This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Wednesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
You've put a lot of work into this.
Well, it is, in fact, a script that's been used before, Beric. Very successfully, I think it's fair to say.
Well, I'm sure.
And now I've put hours into trimming it and adapting it for Ambridge.
Well, it looks fine to me.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot.
I will, of course, have to take possession of it.
Take possession?
Well, to make it mine, you know, as the dame.
Oh, of course.
A little nip and tuck here and there, the odd adjustment.
Not too odd, let's hope.
Well, this line here, for example, about the fish paste.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that'll have to go.
Oh?
Well, it slows everything down as we head for the punchline.
Well, I'm not sure.
I'll put something else in. Oh, and my sister.
Yes?
I'll need to meet my sister as soon as...
Well, actually...
Well, it's very important. We're compatible.
Yes, yes. I'm hoping to rehearse you and Tony. Tony Archer, local farmer and a particularly fine actor. This afternoon.
Excellent.
Ah, thanks, Robert.
Mick.
Linda.
Hello, Beric.
Oh, you settled in then?
Very comfortably, yes.
And we'll be on stage together. I'm your buttons.
So I gather.
You must be quaking at the very
thought. Was there anything in particular, Mick?
What?
Because Beric and I were just going through the script.
Oh, yes.
And time's at a premium.
Yes, there is.
Well, then.
Lillian asked Joy to make sure the hall was booked, and Joy went to see Hilary Noakes about it, you know, just to be cast iron sure, and it's already booked.
Already booked?
Yes.
And is that a problem?
No.
Lillian probably went ahead and booked it herself.
No! I mean, yes, it is a problem because it's not being booked by any of us.
Well, can't whoever it is be persuaded to change the plans?
I doubt it. It's Vince Casey.
What?
Oh?
He says it's his mum's birthday and she's asked for a do in Ambridge at the village hall.
Tracy?
I'm on my way to work.
Yeah, I just wanted a word.
So?
I noticed you've got a brick loose on your step.
I know.
Have you seen it?
Joseph says he'll sort it. Only knowing him, I'll probably end up doing it myself.
Right.
Was that it?
No.
Because like I said, I've got work to go to.
About this shoe?
Turned up, has it?
No. I looked again, but there's still no sign.
Then I've got nothing else to say.
No, Tracy, wait.
What?
I'm not happy about this. Us not talking over a pair of shoes.
Well, that was my one nice pair of shoes.
No.
It's all right
not,
for you.
No, that's not what
you've got
saying.
Everything you could possibly want.
No, I haven't.
I got one nice pair of shoes.
Everything I want? Mm. Maybe you should think about that for a moment, Tracy. What my life's like just now. I only wanted to say, can we try and talk about this?
Yeah, well...
At least have a proper conversation.
I have to be at the Bull in 5 minutes. You want to call round? I'll be back by 2.
I've just spoken to Vince Casey.
And?
He's a boorish, self-serving, petty-minded oaf.
He won't give up the hole?
No. I never really expected him to. The point of phoning was so I could tell him what I thought of him.
Then that's that. We're done for.
No.
We are, Linda. We have no venue.
No, we have so much in place.
What's the point? You can't perform without a venue. I'm out. This pantomime is destined not to be.
No, listen. Freddie Pardet has been talking to Felpersham Arts Centre and he's managed to persuade them to advertise our Cinderella on their website.
Well, tell this Freddie, whatever his name is, there's no need.
But they'll include the show on their email list.
What show? There is no show.
Well, something will turn up.
Will it? Really?
Well, it might. Hmm. And if it does, we have to be ready. Look, have a look at this.
What is it?
The fairy godmother's costume, retrieved from the store.
Linda, you're setting yourself up for the most tremendous pratfall.
Well, it's a tricky role to fill, as you know. It needs authority and warmth and belief.
And that's you, is it?
Well, I have played the part before, the last time we did Cinderella. My wand, look.
With authority and warmth.
And belief, Beric. We have to believe in the possibility, at least.
And if there is no possibility?
People said I had a way with the wand, a certain flourish, like so.
Nothing. You see, you have to face it, Linda. Well,
oh.
Now, look, you set that up.
No, it's my mobile.
It's activated by your voice
something. No, this is a text from David Archer.
Baron Hardup.
He's heard about losing the hall and he's offering us the Brookfield Barn for the panto, free of charge.
You mean?
We're back in business, Beric. Next rehearsal, then. 1 o'clock, in the hall with the ugly sisters, yes?
How can I possibly say no?
Leonard's really got stuck into renovating the coach. I hear he's spending hours under the stage doing it up.
Well, that's the thing about Leonard. Once you give him a job, you can leave him to it. You can guarantee he'll see it through.
I've still got his flouncy dressing gown.
Well, you'll need it, Tony.
I will. I'd be lost without it.
Then you better make sure it's available for Friday night.
Oh, Friday night?
What's the matter?
The thought of it.
Oh, Tony, you'll be fine.
I don't know.
You were brilliant in the day, Moth.
Can I do it on demand, though? And what about Beric Kahler?
Well, what about him?
What if he thinks I'm not up to scratch?
Oh, stop worrying about what ifs. You should be in my shoes. Then you would have things to worry about.
Like what?
Jean Harvey has pulled out. Did you know?
Jean? Why?
In protest, she says.
Protest at what?
No idea, but I wouldn't be surprised to find Vince Casey at the bottom of it somewhere.
Why would Vince want to interfere?
Oh, I don't know.
Hello, hello. Now, you must be my long-lost sister, Antonia.
How do you do?
Yes, yes. Yes, I think this could work. You'll be wearing the dressing gown, will you?
If I can. Will it do?
It's quite tarty. Yeah, that it will do. You'll be the tarty one. I'll be the pretty one. Right, Linda. What's the plan?
Well, Beric, I thought I'd start with the ballroom scene. Some of the courtiers are here already.
What about us?
Well, then I'll run through your scenes until...
No, you won't need to do that. Antonia and I can manage ourselves.
Yes, but I'd still
need... Wouldn't you say so, Antonia?
I imagine so, yes.
Well, you'll need direction, Tony.
He'll be fine. And anything good we come up with, we can slip straight into the script.
Well, as long as I approve...
Oh, you'll approve, all right. Now you go and marshal your courtiers and let us sisters get to know each other.
Right. But we'll break in an hour and have a look at what you've been doing.
Now what?
Get your gown on. Now, don't forget, I'm the pretty one and I'm the witty one. You're the one with straw in your mouth.
Straw?
Well, you're a farm girl, aren't you?
Oh, I see.
Straw in your mouth and up to your garters in mud and shepherds.
You, the pretty one? I got tractors prettier than you.
Ooh. Hark it there. They only keep you to scare off the crows, dear.
You haystack!
Yeah, mucky.
Big bum!
Oh, ugly old trout!
Big bumper, bring battle axe!
Hey!
Keep out of this, you plonker.
No need for tempers, let's just cool it, shall we?
How dare you, Buttons! You've stifled my flow!
That was going very, very nicely till you stuck your oar in, sunshine.
You mean you weren't? You were only...
It's called acting, pet.
I'm coming. Oh, it's you.
Hello, Tracy.
You can't come in, Susan. The house is a tip.
I was making a custard tart for Neil, and I thought I'd do one for you as well. As a peace offering.
Oh, right.
Oh, just bring it in, put it down somewhere and... Oh, no! Oh, my custard tart! I'm so sorry.
Oh, you did that on purpose.
Oh, no.
You're having a laugh.
I tripped stepped on the broken step.
Broken step, my foot. You chucked it. You chucked it at me.
Oh, let me wipe it off for
you. You keep your hands off
me. It's coming off, Lord.
Get off. Get off.
It's not too bad.
You ruined this blouse.
It's not ruined. Calm down.
Don't you tell me to calm down. You come round here with your tin custard.
It was not tin.
No.
I made that especially. You're overreacting.
I'll overreact if you don't get out. Go on. Get out of my house.
Right,
buttons, buttons. Are you paying attention?
I am, yes.
Pay attention to me, not her.
To you, right.
No, not to her, to me.
Right.
I want you to go to the fish shop and get some chips.
No, I want you to go to the chip shop and get some fish.
Oh, sorry, that's me.
Oh, for goodness sake. Don't answer the perishing thing.
No, it's not a call, it's a text.
Well, don't look at it. Not in the middle of a scene.
Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
It's Paul.
Doesn't matter who it is.
Oh, dear.
Put it away.
What's he want?
He's under the stage, checking on costumes.
Look, this can wait, sunshine.
I'm not sure it can, Beric. He says they're not there.
What? The costumes?
Yes.
They were there yesterday when Jazza was doing his hat inventory.
What's the matter with this place? First we can't use the hall, then people drop out. Now this
sounds deliberate to me.
Sabotage.
Well, you can't help wondering.
More to the point, who's going to break the latest news to the fairy godmother over there?
Excellent. Well done.
Susan, are you all right?
What? Oh, yes, I'm fine.
I could see someone sitting on the bench. I didn't realise it was you. Do you mind?
Oh, no, you sit down, Tony. Should be making a move anyway.
Oh, don't go because of me. I've just come from a panto rehearsal.
Oh, that's nice.
Is it? I'm not sure. We've only got tonight and tomorrow, and then Friday's upon us, and there's all sorts of problems, and I'm wondering if I've done the right thing here.
By being in it, you mean?
I'm wondering...
Will you remember the lines?
Well, yes, that. And am I going to make a complete burk of myself.
I thought that was the point.
Oh, I suppose it is, yes.
Oh, I just had a fight with my sister.
With Tracy? I'm sorry to hear that. What about?
I threw a custard tart at her.
On purpose?
No, of course not. But she thinks it was. Oh, we said some terrible things to each other. Hurtful, meant to hurt.
Can't you put that right?
Well, I'm not sure it's up to me to do that.
Well, one of you should. It's a precious thing to have a sister, you know. You don't want to spoil things by throwing custard at each other.
Yoga is more than just exercise. It's the spiritual practice that millions swear by. And in 2017, Miranda, a university tutor from London, joins a yoga school that promises profound transformation.
It felt a really safe and welcoming space. After the yoga classes, I felt amazing.
But soon, that calm, welcoming atmosphere leads to something far darker, a journey that leads to allegations of grooming, trafficking and exploitation across international borders.
I don't have my passport, I don't have my phone, I don't have my bank cards, I have nothing.
The passport being taken, the being in a house and not feeling like they can leave.
World of Secrets is where untold stories are unveiled and hidden realities are exposed. In this new series, we're confronting the dark side of the wellness industry, where the hope of a spiritual breakthrough gives way to disturbing accusations.
You just get sucked in so gradually, and it's done so skillfully that you don't realise.
And it's like the secret that's there. I wanted to believe that, you know, that whatever they were doing, even if it seemed
gross to me. It was for some spiritual reason that I couldn't yet understand.
Revealing the hidden secrets of a global yoga network.
I feel that I have no other choice. The only thing I can do is to speak about this and to put my reputation and everything else on the line. I want truth and justice. And for other people to not be hurt, for things to be different in the future.
To bring it into the light and almost alchemize some of that evil stuff that went on and take back the power.
World of Secrets, Season 6, The Bad Guru. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.